Off the Ball Rugby.
This is a big opportunity now for him to silence a lot of critics going into the summer with a bit of a bounce in his step, going to the Irish Tour with some confidence built up, and you know, really grab that jersey.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Rugby Daily
with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
You're welcome to Wednesday's Rugby Daily. I'm Cameron Hill. Now coming up, Andy Farrell on his emotional phone call to Finlay Beelum confirming his call-up to the Lions squad. Jake White and Victor Matfield give the Bulls perspective ahead of the URC final this weekend. Brian O'Driscoll on the Leinster player he feels has had a standout season this term. And another Leinster star is set to join the departing Ross Byrne at Gloucester next season. First up today, head coach Andy Farrell has admitted he welled up when informing Finlay Beelum he was being called up to the British and Irish Lions squad. The Connacht and Ireland tight end has joined the 38-player selection, replacing Scotland prop Xander Fagerson, who was ruled out this week with a calf injury. Beelum has become the first-choice prop at international level in Tadhg Furlong's absence, the Leinster prop unavailable for much of the season through various injury setbacks. Beelum started all four of Ireland's autumn internationals in November and played a part in each of their five games in this year's Six Nations. The Canberra native will now return to his homeland for this summer's three-test series against the Wallabies. Farrell spoke to Sky Sports and outlined why Beelum was the natural replacement for Fagerson.
Because he's in good form, he's very good at what he does. He was certainly right up there in the conversation from the very start as well. He would have been disappointed not to make the group, so we just know that he'll be a great fit for the group going forward. He's the only conversation that I was able to have because the way that we did the squad announcement by giving him a phone call and telling him that he was selected within the squad, you know, unfortunately for Xander, but it was one of the best phone conversations that I've ever had.
The Lions continued their preparations for their opening clash with Argentina at the Aviva Stadium on Friday week. To matters Leinster now, and we're 3 days away from the URC final against the Bulls at Croke Park on Saturday. The South African franchise have been training in St Mary's in Temple Oak this week ahead of their third final appearance in 4 years. They played last year's final at home in Loftus-Versfeld, where they came up short against the Glasgow Warriors. Head coach Jake White claims his side are a good distance behind Leinster currently.
They are years ahead, guys. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. I watched the show last night against the Head and some really insightful comments. And then I heard that 13 British Lions, 12 guys going on the Irish Tour in summer, three internationals, if you look at Barrett, you know, Slimani and Abjad Sneijman, and then you've got guys like Byrne and McGrath that weren't picked. That's 30 guys in their squad that, you know, they've probably got more Irish international caps than we've got URC games under our belt. So, you know, that's the significant part. And, you know, I don't know why Franco would say that. But, I mean, I don't know how he gets to 8 years, but I will tell you guys something, that there's no doubt that Leinster are the benchmark of what I do and how I prepare, and benchmark of what's happened at their club. I was thinking about the other day, we've had three Springbok coaches coach the Bulls, which is myself, John Williams and Haney Kameya. I would hate to know, and I haven't looked, I mean, and it's not for any other reason, but I wonder how many international coaches have coached Leinster. And I'm sure it's a lot more than three. So if you look at that, it's not just the 8 years. It's just, I think Leinster have proven over the years how they recruit, how they play, you know, the kind of, you know, I mean, look at a guy like Leo Cullen. He's a fantastic role model for what Leinster's all about. He's captained them, he's coached them, he's, you know, I mean, he epitomizes Leinster, you know, and, so I'm not. I mean, I can only praise them and sensing their praises based on the fact that there's a lot of teams that are trying to emulate what they've done and how they've done it and how they've gone about their business, because there's no doubt that they are the benchmark for me, of where we want to get to.
Former Springboks captain Victor Matfield joined Cullen Buhig and Adrian Barry on this morning's Off the Ball breakfast. The ex-second row made close to 200 appearances for the Bulls across Super Rugby and the Currie Cup between 1998 and 2015. And he was asked whether there's a mentality issue in Irish rugby at the moment.
There must be, especially with the Leinster team. I mean, this quality team should have taken 5-6 trophies in the last few years. Unfortunately, it didn't happen. And also, I just think it was with the focus being almost on the double. They want to do the Champions Cup. They want to be win the URC. I mean, the quality team that they are, they should actually win both trophies every year. And unfortunately, that didn't happen. That's why I say, although there is that cliche or thing that will be there bugging them, I still think this year is different because they're out of the Champions Cup. There's only the URC that they need to focus on. So I think it should be easier for them to focus on this. Everything is going into this game now. They're throwing everything at it. Someone last night said they hope a lot of them kind of one eye on the British and Irish Lions already. But I don't think this Leinster team, they want a trophy. They want to win this trophy. So I think they will be at their at most base on the weekend.
And don't forget, you can catch Off the Ball Breakfast live every weekday morning from 7:30 on the Go Loud app. Or if you prefer watching the show, it's available in glorious Technicolor over on our YouTube channel.
On this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast, we had some of this.
People ask me my toughest opponent, and I always say Paul O'Connell is probably the toughest I've played against. And again, so much respect. Love spending time with Paul away from the field as well, having a beer, talking to him. Fantastic guy as well.
And we also had this.
It's not going to happen, but it is a bit of a mad system when you think that Laois could win an All-Ireland this year and not be in the competition next year.
Wow, I never thought about it like that.
You can catch everything from this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast elsewhere on the Go Loud app and every weekday morning from 7:30.
Former Leinster captain Brian O'Driscoll also joined Owen Shehan on last night's Off the Ball to preview this weekend's final. He's cited Leinster winger Tommy O'Brien as one of the standout performers for the province this season.
I think he's in ultimately what will go down, irrespective of the weekend's result. Ultimately, what will go down is a little bit of a disappointment because of the semi-final loss. That's the reality. It's the terrible place to be that winning a trophy is not enough. Ask Ange Postecoglou. Leinster haven't quite been at those lengths, that quality. But I think you've to look at shining lights always in every season. I think he's been, you know, in the last 5-6 weeks in particular, he's really come through, you know, the standout performer in the losing semi-final. He's been consistently really good, and he looks like he's raw, but I think there's finesse has been added to his game. He's fast, he's brave, he hits as hard, he runs as hard in defence as he does in attack. It's all the qualities you want with someone with that bangs of total commitment. And then he's, you know, had some beautifully skilled touches, the crossfield kick for Sheehan, you know, the total commitment and lack of awareness for the safety of yourself, not knowing that little chip from Prendergast the weekend when he accelerated as hard as he could. Like, that should be a huge collision zone. Didn't register for him that I could be getting whacked here. He was like, I'm making that ball mine, and then owned the collision as a result of the ferocity with which he carried. Like, just from an attitude point of view, that is a dream from a coach. And then, you know, you put on a layer or two of the quality of pass and decision making. He has been a real find, and I think he's, you know, out and out the starting 14 right now for Leinster.
If you want to hear that conversation with Brian O'Driscoll in full and all of our rugby coverage on demand, why not become a member at offtheball.com/join? To other news now, and Gloucester have signed another Leinster player ahead of next season's Premiership campaign. The Cherry and Whites announced back in February that fly half Ross Byrne would be heading to King's Home this summer, and now versatile back Rob Russell is also making the move to the West Country. The club have not disclosed the length of his contract. A product of St Michael's College, Russell made his senior debut for the province in 2021, scoring 18 tries in 35 appearances overall. The news comes after his fellow Dublin University alumnus Liam Turner secured a move to French second-tier club Nevers last week ahead of next season. Henry Arundel has been drafted into the England training squad ahead of their clash with a France 15 in Twickenham later this month. The 22-year-old hasn't played for Steve Borthwick's side since the 2023 World Cup, having signed for Racing 92. But the former London Irish winger is now returning to the Premiership after signing a two-year deal with Bath. Arundel already has 10 England caps to his name. While Arundel is leaving Racing, another ex-England international's proposed exit from the CL block has hit a snag. Saracens are reportedly making a last-ditch attempt to bring Owen Farrell back to his old club this summer. Farrell is just a season into his two-year deal with Racing, but injuries and a loss in form has seen the ex-England captain score at just 41 points in 17 appearances for the top 14 side. Now, the Parisian club are willing to let Farrell return to Stone Ex Stadium this summer, but insist that Saracens pay €250,000 to buy him out of his current contract. According to Rugby Pass, Saris are unwilling to pay more than €200,000, so we wait with bated breath to see how that saga finishes. But that's about all for today's Rugby Daily. Remember, you can subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your fix so you don't miss an episode Monday to Friday. I'm Cameron Hill, and I'll be back with more Rugby Daily tomorrow.
Off the Balls, Rugby Daily. With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.